Blog Talk Radio.
Nope. Yep.
You only gotta make one choice.
Nope.
And once you make that choice, you gotta live with the consequences.
Nope.
So, this is what I think about my
life.
You know what I mean? What the choice I got?
Nope. Great.
Gonna give it all up and just quit.
Nope.
Put your middle fingers up and talk shit.
Yep.
Giving dick if the bitch ain't paying.
Nope.
Keep laughing at the shit she be saying.
Yep.
Put a cape on like I'm Captain Save 'em.
Nope.
Fucking all the bitches, but I don't date 'em.
Yep.
Should I pack up my shit and just leave LA?
Nope.
I'ma stack and pack chips like Frito-Lay. Mom's like,
nope.
Tell the truth so she won't die hoping.
Nope.
I be begging in these streets with my hand out.
Nope.
Make plans, execute, get your pay out.
Yep.
If a nigga owe you money, let him keep it.
Nope.
Kill the nigga, hide the body, keep the secret.
Yep.
I'm gonna give up rap and do some heavy metal.
Nope.
So I can go into hell and take it from the devil.
Yep.
Damn, dagger, you for real, you ain't scared of trouble.
Nope.
I'm gonna keep on rising to another level.
Yep.
I be feeling like,
yep.
But the world's like,
nope.
Cause I got lines like a white people do. Will I go broke and have to drive an Uber?
Nope.
Doc Holiday style, six shooters.
Yep.
Do you act right and make the right choices?
Nope.
Keep them screaming till they lose their voices.
Yep.
Which way do I go? What path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many wild, can't walk in my shoes. Which way do I go? Path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many miles, can't walk in my shoes. Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
Dagger, he be working with his feelings.
Nope.
If she catch him, I'm the first one leaving.
Yep.
Let a nigga ever disrespect.
Nope.
Pull up on them, now they like.
We all good.
Yep.
Fuck that, was it you the one talking?
That was no.
My bad, turn around, start walking.
Get the fuck out of here.
I changed my mind, I can't let it go.
Nope.
Pull a bullet to his head like a GoPro. When I fuck a bitch, is it ever so-so?
Nope.
Do I slide in some moves from a porno?
Yep.
I tell her to leave, but she always say,
nope.
But do I still kick her out because I said so?
Yep.
When she says she loves me, do you trust the world?
Nope.
And if she lies, she gonna bite the cup.
Yep.
I bet you really think that I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
When I do it, make it look like there's nothing to it. Letting people walk on you like a doormat.
Nope.
Stay smoking, people always catch a contact.
Yep.
40B, you forgot where the hoes.
Nope.
Do you keep them on your shoulders like a backpack?
Yep.
Do you ever think that you will stop moving?
Nope.
Kev World, making sure we ain't losing.
Yep.
Are you gonna fail when the time comes?
Nope.
You gonna wild out and be on one?
Yep.
Which way do I go? What path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many wild, can't walk in my shoes. Which way do I go? Path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many miles, can't walk in my shoes. Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
Damn, dagger, do you wanna die young?
Nope.
No drama, no stress, just fun.
Yep.
You a drug user, you be off the heroin. Weed, liquor, coke, that's my only medicine.
Yep.
You'll be walking through the streets with your head down.
Nope.
They didn't sleep, but they want to leave their bed now.
Yep.
Did they listen when they told their ass to wake up? Want Jada and Will Smith to break up?
Yep.
Will you flip-flop and not get your cake up?
Nope.
Still balling even if you take a pay cut?
Yep.
Fuck bitches' legs feeling like a cactus?
Nope.
Don't trust her because you sound like an actress?
Yep.
Do you hear if all they want to do is chit-chat?
Nope.
Dumb rap brain size of a tic-tac?
Yep.
If you have two, are you scared to click-clack? Lay you flat, take a selfie like I did that?
Yep.
Damn, dagger, you supposed to be a man of peace.
Nope.
But you a man of workers, let them ease get the seeds.
Yep.
You a beast and they ain't make a silver bullet.
Nope.
Gonna use it if a hater maybe gotta pull it.
Yep.
Can't lie, I be thinking I should give it up.
Nope.
But my music is the only way I give a fuck.
Yep.
Are you gonna be the person that they wanna see?
Nope.
Or you gonna stay with it? Yep, 40B. Which way do I go? What path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many wild, can't walk in my shoes. Which way do I go? Path do I choose? Only pick one, you win or you lose. Smoking and booze, that's rhythm the blues. So many miles, can't walk in my shoes. Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
Are you ever gonna not drop?
Nope.
Are you gonna stay up on your own shit?
Yep.
Do you ever pay to make a bitch drop?
Nope.
Promise, will you always drop the real shit?
Yep.
I've been picking the right time to start because I'll be on, don't I? Welcome back, you guys. We are back for another Friday. Thursday is my third episode, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get it in. Theory of the High Mind, Bang Out Radio, where it's wine, not wine. But you know, I'm not drinking that shit tonight. I am drinking some clear tonight. If y'all been paying attention to what I've been talking about, you'll see tonight we owning some shit. We gonna own some shit tonight, baby. It's about owning your shit, knowing how to own your shit, knowing when to own your shit, and why to own it. A lot of people ain't owning their shit. People forget that when you point a finger at somebody, you got 3 pointing back at you, baby. That's why I tell people don't follow my finger, follow my thumb. But I got to get this blunt in the air. I really do. I've been sitting here breaking it down. I don't know why I did not grab my grinder. I got about 3 or 4 of them in visual in my room, and I really did not get it, you know, excuse me, out the cookie jar. Because, yes, we are live from the Secret Garden tonight. Yes, you know, peep game. Solo Bolo, we're going to get it cracking with some music. Let me turn over to the studio and see what I want to play next, baby, because I want to make sure we in the house tonight. We are going to jam, and we are really going to rap tonight. We're really going to get this shit cracking tonight. I want y'all to talk back to me. Talk back to me. We're going to have us a good time. I'm going to play about 3 songs so I can get this blunt rolled, hit it a few times, so I can have my mind right when I have to have this discussion. Because, like I said, I want y'all to talk back to me. Talk back to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind talking the whole show, but it's good when I got people to talk back to me, give me their feedback. It's an opinionated show. I want to know what you think, too. It ain't just about me. I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't know everything, but I could tell you what my opinion is on shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. I got to get this blend here, though. So let me play this music. We're going to start out with some big old things because we're going to do some big old shit tonight. All right? 3 songs, and we're coming back and we rap it. Holla back. Stereo of a hot mind for tonight. Let's do it.
Big old. What's up, Mr. Cole? Man, I got a big old motherfucking bottle of this.
Big old.
Man, what the fuck is this?
That new mystical feature, nigga.
I don't know, but this bottle big as a motherfucker, nigga.
Big old. Cool and high, nigga. Cool and high.
Everything I do, big old.
Swag on, big old, nigga.
It's that country shit.
Big old.
We don't say big, nigga. We say big old.
Big old.
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Ballers, big ol'. Big, big ol'. Blunt, big ol'. Guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol'. Ballers, big ol'. Big, big ol'. Blunt, big ol'. Guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol'. Ballers, big ol'. Big, big ol'. Blunt, big ol'. Guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol'. Ballers, big ol'. Big, big ol'. Blunt, big ol'. Guns. Kinda got me a big old chick, went and bought me a big old house. Got me a little sexy bitch, all she do is run a big old mouth. Sitting up in a big old truck, smoke sight, see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap, guarantee to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack, now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big old room. Room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt, but I think that she big old says. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor, 450, 4-bolt, 30 over. Follow on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get the spraying, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loafer. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie go deep like a little old goat. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do. Big ol', big ol', ballers, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', big ol', ballers, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol', everything I do, big ol', big ol', ballers, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns.
I need a big ol' booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the birthday. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the pussy on the first day. So the bitch and titty sitting pussy. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no, bitch, I'm serious, I'm pussy. I know that's why you came here in the first place. Said you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words in my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The big curve like the neck on a parakeet. On the road on a weekend working. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. If the pussy water time still surging. I guess I'm gonna be big old surfing. I guess I'm gonna be big old snorkeling. You gonna be big old squirting. We gonna make a big old mess. Waiting for the slippery surface. Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your mess alert won't stop tripping. You just rolled your eyes and double it the line.
Follow that big old service. Yeah.
Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunts, big old guns. Big old. Big old,
big old.
Jay Dizzle on the beat.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast ride.
Daggers loose.
Once again, blood roll, glass of hand. Thizzles for shizzle, nizzle, the fuck it begin. Just gotta be from Jay Dizzle, now we murdering niggas. They forgot the west coast full of killers and triggers. Cat pillars and crack dealers. Car shows, mo' hoes, best flows. I need to sleep, daggers off the no-dose. Niggas think I'm soft cause I don't claim a hood to carry guns. Niggas, you ain't hurt, you gotta watch the quiet one. And when you go to choose a bitch, you gotta watch the quiet one. When niggas claim to be your friend,
you gotta watch the quiet ones.
I just did a roar.
Rihanna.
You going down, fuck like my ass. I beat that bitch up like I'm Chris Brown. Don't disrespect the Western City bitty bird chest. I get you fucked up by bad bitches wearing pink vests. You're not pot stopping, someone's gonna test you. Be careful in California, cause this is how the West do.
We vibing,
yep.
West side,
yep.
Where them niggas don't be running nor hiding.
Nope.
We stay high
and
we stay grinding.
Yep.
Yeah. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding.
West Coast.
We vibing,
yep.
West side, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high
and
we stay grinding.
Yeah.
Jay Dizzle got the West Coast ride.
Take fade to fade, taker, I terminate your turf.
Terminate.
I'm taking all fades, cause talking just make it worse.
Yep.
Since birth I've been serving, so it's certain I'm strapped. So it's curtains when I'm serving, cause I'm smashing with the mat. Machete the mat. Man, my matchup get mashed on. Rearrange your frame, competitors get the chrome. Zones are that good, a pocket full of paper. Proceed with caution, still flossing in a scraper. Western Avenue, west side of the west coast. You know I fade them off, fatality from the death stroke. The tech smoke linger, nothing else remains. The light is from the beamer, paint the picture out of pain. Aim and pop, but fuck it, we can get down. The real Triple H, Hank Hoodlum,
good
bell. We vibing,
yep.
Yeah, I'm riding.
I'm riding.
I'm in info to gray, 6'4", west side.
West side.
We vibing. West siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding. We vibing. West siding, where them niggas don't be running or hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the West Coast riding.
I'm from the city of the Cadillacs where bitches keep their booty fat. Fitted hats, white tees, best weed and all of that. The city where the paper stacks, the police ain't afraid to jack. Where any day or night, niggas still can make the Shaw crack.
The good old days.
Bring them back, cause people out here sleeping on us. Acting nervous like a hooker in church, Sunday service. You shouldn't be afraid of Cali niggas getting paid. We'll just smoke and drink and bet a thousand on a game of spades. But I be playing bones, dagger skills are certified. Raise my hand to really high and slam a yellow. In the West, we got pride. Don't forget, we play for real. He handed me a 20 plus 5 crisp dollar bills. I'm just a ragamuffin, none of y'all can tell me nothing. I start your heart from pumping, think I'm bluffing, start some.
We got the dagger here, tell us what you like to do.
Make money, rap, smoke weed, or rep the W.
We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding. We vibing, west siding, where them niggas don't be running nor hiding. We stay high and we stay grinding. Jay Dizzle got the west coast riding.
This my third, and these my dog. We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all. Hey, this my third, and these my dog. And if it really for the town, then fuck it, let's brawl. Hey, this my third, and these my dog. We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all. Hey, this my third, and these my dog.
really not a fighter, but I do like gasoline and lighter. So the man had his photos, you saying all over you, man. It flicks the big and ignite shit. Don't get me that excited. Love it when they talk right, but we're going in like a mosh pit. And if you thought that this was a lie, come on home, boy, you better stop it. 3C, it's time to get it popping. And I'm on it being honest. Big dudes, little dudes, ride around with a red mad attitude. No fear, we're going at it, dude. Do you really want to sit the crew? I don't think you do, man. We've been telling you fools, we serious about this rap thing. That's why you can catch me in the booth all day and night, even through the headaches and the back pain. They say I don't act the same, exactly. And I came here with that to claim. A title that will forever hold the name of a grain of services that smashed your brains. And the beat bounced like Amber Rose. From years that I still be jamming those. And be letting that boy say slamming flows. And they say he going in. I'm like, no shit. And then it goes back to the mic, back to the booth, man, just to write some shit that I know that I blow up like tons of dynamite. So get your mind right. Cause me and my fam came here tonight just to show 'em what the skills are like. Man, we work harder, we play harder. If I had to tell you twice, I'ma look you right dead in your face and just say this like, this is my sir, and these my dog. We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all. Hey, this my sir, and these my dog. And if you really want to town, then fucking let's brawl. Hey, this my sir, and these my dog. We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all. Hey, this my sir, and these my dog. And these my. And if you really want to town, then fucking let's brawl.
We've been here, we never go nowhere else. I got my boys with me, need no one else. I told all my boys, yeah, I got your back. Right or wrong, I'm a ride and they know me well. I promise y'all boys, I got stories to tell. And these boys right beside me got stories as well. We just out here, trying to live life and do right, enjoy ourselves. Nowadays, I take time and think twice about asking for someone's help. Cause I can't find a dang dime or no dang time to spend on no one else. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm reminiscing. Daydreaming and hoping the Lord is listening. Been lost for long, I just need guidance. Sometimes I fall off, but I'm never sleeping. Sometimes I do wrong and I need forgiveness. Lord, forgive me and my sinful ways. I go hard cause I can die any day. And death will not be a minute late. Get it straight, playing games to get you slayed. Boy, y'all already know. I be with some riders that run up in sledges. Don't get us excited, y'all already told them. Zoned out, but boy, I stay on my toes. Plus, I got the whole city behind me. Out of control and that 214. We gon' hold it down and we gon' come out shining. I know where I been, you ain't gotta remind me. And I don't want my past to be my future. So I'm with my dogs, lost in the fog. Smoking on logs and looking through.
Are you like, who are you? Cause this here,
he's my sir, and he's my dog.
We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all.
Hey, this my sir, and he's my dog.
And if you really want to town, then fucking let's brawl.
Hey, this is my sir, and he's my dog.
We've been in it for a minute now, we ain't leaving at all.
Hey, this my sir, and he's my dog.
And if you really want to town, then fucking let's brawl.
Back, Theory of a Higher Mind. Yes, we're gonna be doing some rapping tonight, but before we get into this rapping, I shared some information in my comment area that I received earlier, and that's just for anybody that knows someone that can benefit from this. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, that's 9 a.m. there will be giving away backpacks, a backpack giveaway free. At St. Mark's L.A. Church. That is at 8305 South Gramercy Place, Los Angeles, 90047, until supplies last. Again, that is St. Mark's L.A. Church, 8305 South Gramercy Place, Los Angeles, 90047, until supplies last. They are giving away backpacks free. Take advantage of it if you know somebody that can benefit from it. Go ahead and shoot them the information. We are all a family. We are all responsible for each other. Help somebody else in need by passing along the information. Do not block your blessings by not doing that. Now, how y'all doing tonight? It is Friday. How about that? We did that, didn't we? We did that. I want to hear no complaints. It's only first game, though. We still got to get through the next
couple of ones. We gotta knock them out. You know what I'm saying? We got seven to do that in, so we can move on to the next round. But we looking real good. That young team ain't got nothing to do with experience. Check that out. How fitting is that? How being youthful in the game has nothing to do with your experience with being in the playoffs. How fitting. Because I was talking about owning your shit. You know what I'm saying? Owning up to the things that you do and the things you accept. Sometimes things happen because of what we allow and not so much as what someone does. Yeah. So when we talk about owning our own shit, you know, how long does it take you to own your own shit? Because let's be honest, as a female, we have a tendency of taking years before we own our shit. We probably would own our shit right off the back and not give a fuck, but it'll take us a couple of years to own it to the person that we need to own it to. You know what I'm saying? Months sometimes, but 9 times out of 10, years. Especially if you don't have nobody mediating the situation, trying to nip that shit in the bud quickly. It usually drains out for years. Then by the time you go back to talking to them, y'all kind of still kind of got beef, still kind of talking shit, but at the same time, y'all cool with each other's face. It's that kind of thing. You can't just say it's females, because males go through that too. You know what I'm saying? Family members go through that. Won't talk for years. Then all of a sudden, they back to talking. All of a sudden, they can hold a conversation. They can hug it out, and they love each other. And they trying to be back. It happens time and time and time again. But when you own up to your shit, do you really own up to your shit? There's a lot of motherfuckers out there that do not own up to their shit. They really believe when they point the finger that that finger is really factual and the mother three ain't. It's a lot of people that really believe that they don't have no faults in anything. But things just don't happen out of the blue just because. Every time I feel like somebody did me wrong, I think about how I played a role in that. How I allow it to happen. Not that how could they do me like that? Because you can't expect anybody to do you the way you gonna do them. You can't expect anybody to give you the same respect you're giving them back. All you can do is continue being the person you are. You can't expect shit from anybody but to stay the color that they are and die. So when it comes to expecting someone to own up to their shit, it's hard to expect that. That's an expectation that's going to eventually lead to disappointment, because 9 times out of 10, in this day and age, no one's really owning up to their shit, at least not to your face. That's why subbing is so good. People good at subbing. People good at talking behind your back. But the crazy part, the people they talking to be quick to run off and say something to the next person. That's why that game telephone was so important. They taught us about that, in kindergarten? Playing telephone, we sit around in a circle, the teacher starts off with one message, send it in one child's ear, and by the time it get back to her, it's not the right message. The message has been all messed up. But that didn't teach us that this could happen in real life. What that taught us is, oh, this is how we can do shit. We don't acknowledge that this hearsay or running back and telling what the next person said, and after somebody else done said it, after somebody else done said it, people putting extras on it, people hearing what they want to hear. Because not everybody's comprehension is great. A lot of people really do take what you say and form their own conclusion on what you're trying to say, and 9 times out of 10, that don't be what you be trying to say. You use the right words, but because it came out the wrong way, the tone or whatever the case, the body language, or if it's in the text message and the person wants to read it the way they think you are saying it instead of the way you actually are saying it. Things get taken the wrong way really quickly. It happens a lot. But we still go through this thing of, oh, this person did this to me. That person did that to me. I'm the way I am because of this happened to me. But when are you going to take ownership for yourself? Because regardless of whatever happened, you still have to be the adult in your life and do the right thing. If that's what you're trying to be as an adult. Because a lot of people don't want to be an adult. A lot of people still love living that high school life, that college life. Probably ain't never seen a day of college in their life and without visiting somebody else. Probably ain't even never stepped foot on a campus that they want to live that life. A lot of people chasing a lifestyle that they can't really afford, but they still want it. They had it at one point. So many. And while you're chasing that along the way, you're losing people along the way, and all you're doing is pointing fingers. You ain't saying, don't look at my finger, look at my thumb. You're just saying, this person. Not taking into consideration that this three pointing back at you. Don't even understand that when shit happens, you have to take shit and what to do. Bottom line, I've had my situations where I've lost friends along the way. I've lost family members from being in my corner the way they used to be. And as much as I can say they did this or they did that, I still have to take my own ownership and say, you know what? I didn't pay attention to that when that happened. You know, I did do this. They may have felt some type of way about that. I should have reached out. I should have done this. All the things that I think about that I did wrong on my account. But guess what? I can own up to that. And the thing about it is when you can own up to your own fault, where you take ownership for what you did wrong, then you can move on and make the better decision for yourself. Because when I take my L's are lessons. They're not lost. I always learn from what the fuck I go through. It's a daily battle. Sometimes I think I'm schizo because I really sit back and contemplate over my days, over conversations I had, over things that I did during the day, and think about how could I have done it different? How could I have done it better? How could I have said it better? I think about those things every day, every week, every month. I contemplate on how I can be a better me every day. Because that's my battle. My battle today is the person I was yesterday. And then tomorrow I'm going to be battling the person I was today. Because every day I want to be great. Greater than I was the day before. And I can't expect my generation coming up after me to want that if I'm not showing them that. Leadership quality starts with yourself and acknowledging that. But the only way you can acknowledge your leadership is knowing that you are not perfect and you have flaws and you have to own up to the things that you do that is wrong. I got some fucked up ways. I know that. I can be the biggest bitch in the world. I know that about me. I'm working on me, but it's still an up and down battle. You know, I don't like getting out of character. And I do my best to try to keep myself from being in that predicament where I would have to get out of character. It's only certain things that really take me over the level of belligerent, unstable. And even then, I'm not like most women where they just do the most. If I'm talking, that's a good thing. Especially if I decide to say whatever I'm saying to you is disrespectful, I am. That's a good thing because I know me. I'm good at throwing something, punches, fighting. I'm good for causing the ruckus if it gets to that point. So I try to manage my unstableness by using my words. But when that gets too much for me, I know I need to flee the scene or have the scene just disperse completely because it's not good for me. I'm unstable to a point where I can't take it. You know? And for me, I don't like being that person. That's why I try my best not to put myself in those type of predicaments. That's why I got to the point where I don't mind sitting at home and doing nothing. All bullshit aside. I have to thank my late husband for that because there was a time where I was sitting in the house and I was like, dang, nigga, you ain't gonna spend no motherfucking time with me? Like, what the fuck? Like, what, you just wanna play video games all day, nigga? Like, what, 12 o'clock, we gonna get some time? What, we gonna watch TV? We got DVR, we can watch it anytime, but when we gonna watch it, though? Because it's the sixth day of me playing video games all day and night in the same spot. Me going to bed and waking up, like, what's going on, you know? But I had to recognize, I said, that's time I have to myself to do something for me. So what do I want to do? What did I want to do to figure out who I was? So I went back to school. I decided to work on me. I started looking up little different shows, different movies, figuring out what I like to watch. Figuring out who I was as I'm getting older. What do I like to do? And that was the best thing that I could have done for myself because it helped me discover me and love me in a whole new light. I tell people this all the time. Maybe some people may take it the wrong way, but if you always got to have company around you, that means you don't love yourself. You should be able to spend time with yourself and enjoy it. If you don't enjoy you, you can't expect the next motherfucker to enjoy you. Enjoy spending time with yourself. Love that before you can love the next person's company. I'm good at being by myself. I love it. I enjoy it. Sometimes after a while, especially during this quarantine, I was like, oh, my God. It wasn't that I wanted to be around people. It was just I needed to see people. I felt like I was in prison, like I was in jail. I mean, if you ever been to jail and you ever had to go to court, and you on that bus and you looking out and people can't really see you inside the bus. So you really like, damn. You know, you really start thinking like, damn, I miss walking down that street. You know what I'm saying? I miss riding my bike. There goes the bus I take to get to school. You start really thinking about that shit and appreciating that shit. And that's where I was at. That's where I was at when I was on that shit. So, again, back to owning up to your shit. I had to learn how to own up to what type of person I was and what I don't want to be around and who I didn't want to be. And I'm finding myself losing a little control on that, but I'm still trying to bring it in, because I'm one of them people that if I find myself in a situation where I'm not comfortable and some things has transpired and it's weighing on me a little bit and it has me unstable in here, all up in my chest area and all up and around here in the heart and soul, if I feel unstable around there, I remove myself from situations and I regroup. Because the last thing I want to do is be taken out of character and show myself off to be a fool when I shouldn't be at this age. You know, I don't ever want to be a fool to nobody. I don't ever want to give nobody the satisfaction of taking me out of character and thinking that they won doing that. So
before I will allow that to happen, I will remove myself and regroup and refocus and remind myself. Like I was saying last week, I was listening to some music before I started my show last week, and I said, "Hot damn it, I forgot who the fuck I was." Like, just for a split second, it just dropped. Like, I was so focused on making sure I was right with my bills and moving in the right direction when it comes to trying to be a better person and leveling up, that I forgot who the fuck I was as a person, as a woman, standing right before you. Just for a split second. And I had to stop and say, hold up. You know what I'm saying? You got... It's things that I know about me that I said, you know what, you got to start getting your shit in order. There's certain things you got to, I got to make a list on what I want to do and the order I want to do it. So as I get it done, I'll be right. Because there's certain shit that I know that I don't want to make sure that I'm okay as I'm getting older. Because I don't give a fuck how young y'all think I may look or how old, young y'all may think I am. I'm older than what you think. And a bitch is not trying to be out here old and busted and can't do for myself with nobody around. And that's just guaranteed. And that's me owning my shit. Now, to this old chick, we always talk about we too old for some shit. Too old for some shit. People always saying we too old for some shit. We too old for some shit. But being too old don't never stop people from being who they are and what they do. Your age does not have nothing to do with maturity. There are young men that are doing way more better than some of these older men, and there are younger women doing way more better than these older women. Some of these have better mindsets, doing the right things, leveling up at an early age. So, being old in age has nothing to do with the maturity in life. That's all I'm saying about that. Being young is not always what it is, it's experience. But sometimes, even with y'all experience, y'all don't learn. You're willing to go through the same thing and get mad when you get the same results. What they call that, crazy? And they continue doing the same thing and think you're going to get a different result every time when it's the same. You know? It goes back. I think I said this last week when I was saying, once you realize what your problem is, do you actually sit back and say, now what's the solution? How can I make a solution out of this? Do you think about what your next step is going to be to not be in this situation? Or are you just going to continue complaining about it? We do that sometimes. In life, with our jobs, with our mates, with home, kids, we complain. You know, a lot of us, we like to call it venting. You know what I'm saying? And I have that problem. I would vent a lot, you know. But it's true what they say, and when you get into a marriage and stuff like that, you need to keep people out your business. But it's not just for them, it's for anybody, because you don't know who you're talking to. People run back and tell your business quicker than they tell their own. And the best part is, the reason why they do that is because they don't have none of their own. It's good that way. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you had your little, your gossip partner that you knew you could talk to all the time, and it'd be cool, everything was straight, everything was good, you'd be fine. I'll never forget, my grandmother used to sit up on the phone with her gossip buddy, Marietta. That was her cousin. She used to sit up, she was married to one of her cousins before he passed away, and they had a child together, so that's cousin Marietta. She used to sit up every night from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock on the phone just gossiping about any and everything that's going on in their life. And then they would get off the phone and be done. That was how they used to do back in the day. Everybody had a gossip buddy. Because that's what they did. Got on the phone, chilled with their homegirl. You couldn't go nowhere. You couldn't go see them all the time because you had a family. You had kids to raise, grandkids. You had a life to take care of, a life to live, a life to maintain. So, got on the phone. Girl, yeah. Ooh, did you hear about? And ooh, yeah. And what about? Girl, yeah. Nowadays, when you talk to your gossip buddy talking to the person that you was talking about, and then they talking to the people that you wasn't talking about and saying all kind of other stuff, the next thing you know, you with some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it can't really talk to anyone but the person that you need to talk to about whatever it is that you need to talk to. Because regardless, it's going to get around and it gets messy. And the thing about it is you have to be able to own your shit when you know you did something. I know it's hard, especially in the midst of it when everybody be upset and shit, because I'm going to tell you now, don't tell me about myself when I'm angry. I'm one of them people, if I'm pissed off, don't give me the right answer. Just be like, girl, I hear you. Girl, I know what you're saying. Girl, just calm down. You good, you good. I hear you on that. I feel you, girl. Yep. So when I do get calm, then you can be like, you know what? You know you don't really have to do all of that, though, right? And then at that moment, I can hear you because you gave me a moment to calm down. You didn't round me up to be like, yeah, let's go get this bitch. But you co-signed enough to be like, you right. Just be chill, though, because she going to get hurt. Don't trip. That's some fucked up shit. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But once I get calm, then you say, you know what, girl? She ain't even worth all that. Because once you start talking to me, talking about, girl, she ain't worth all that. Fuck that bitch. Woo, 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 woo. If you say it wrong, I'm going to be like, are you taking sides? Oh, get the fuck out. So you got to know when you know who you're dealing with, you know it's the way you handle it. Because you got to get people calmed down in the midst of their shit. It's hard to tell somebody to calm down in the midst of their shit. They ain't got to do all of that when they pissed off, when they at the highest pissivity that they can ever be. What you can do is be like, I hear you, dude. You're totally right. I hear you. That is some fucked up shit. Come over here. Let's talk about it a little more. Get them calm. Get a beer. Relax. Take a drive. Something. And then once you get them off that edge, then you be like, you know what? It ain't even that serious, dog. Just let that shit be. Because I'm one of them. Once I get calm enough, I'm going to be like, you know what? God don't like ugly and ain't too fine or pretty. Rather if I'm mad and I'm crying, rather I'm sad and I'm crying, rather I'm happy and I'm crying. Whatever it is, I need to have a moment to just move side out. And then after that, then I'm going to come to my senses and be like, you know what? Fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck her. Fuck your mama. Fuck your kids. Fuck your daddy. Fuck your bald-headed granny. Fuck everybody. And I'm doing one. And at that moment, it's all right. You're not in existence into my world. That's how I think anyway. Like I said, you have to be able to own up to your shit. I'm owning up to who I am. I know how I get down. And this is exactly why I try to keep myself out of these types of situations, because things can go left really quickly if I wasn't a thinker. If I was always in those types of situations. If I kept myself around that type of situation. You have to learn when to see things. There was something I had to learn. I had to learn this. Just because someone is not complimenting your spirit doesn't mean that they're an enemy. You keep them at a distance, but that doesn't mean you don't like them. And see, some people can't understand that sometimes, especially when you kick it with them with really tough for a long time, when you have to distance yourself. It's not about saying fuck you and I ain't fucking with you. It's about saying I'm fucking with me. And with me is certain things and certain people I need to have around me that is going to help me grow in a sense mentally. See, you can't have a team around you that's not willing to be, that's not finding solutions. You can't. It's all right to be broken if you're willing to be fixed. Because we all were broken. I will be broken at one point. Something broke us at one point. A death, whatever. Something has shaped us into who we are today. And if it hasn't yet, it will happen where something's going to cheat. It's going to have you fucked up in the brain and you're going to be like, oh, we grew. These things that happen, you have to take heed of that and say, you know what? I need to find a solution for myself so I can be better. And the people that I have around me, I want them to be better. But if they don't want to be better yet, then I have to let them scoot away onto the outside and let somebody else come in that's trying to be better or probably is already better that's trying to help me be better. Because I've had my fair share of coaching writers. And that's for sure. It's not easy trying to get somewhere and you got someone holding you back, slowing you down. It's not easy trying to get somewhere and someone wants you to be a benefit to them and never see you. I've been seeing a lot of this lately. Not for myself personally, but through other people's eyes, where they've been taken for granted. Lied to. Walked over. And it's bad. It's hurtful to watch because you know these people deserve so much more. But again, going back to owning your own shit, at one point you got to own up to your own shit to say, when am I going to say this is enough? Own up to why do you feel like you deserve to continue in this same situation when you know it's no real game to it. Is it really that we're that comfortable? That infatuated with someone that we are willing to take those levels of abuse? Some people may not see them as abuse because it's not something where it's physical, you know, but emotional, verbal, spiritual, all of these things can be abusive. There's different ways to abuse people without having to touch them and scar them in different ways. Even as a friend, as a family member, not just as a relationship, just in all ways. I've seen it in so many different ways where people have been taking advantage of people, disrespecting people. And continue doing this with you and 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 not saying, well, you know what I did this. I could own up that I should have did that. I can own up that I did that. You don't realize when you say sorry, you really have to say sorry. You can't say I'm sorry, but. Because once you say but, it takes away the apology. You can say, I apologize, but you did. You saying, I'm sorry, but you brought that on yourself. That's pretty much what you're saying when you put a but in there. However, you're apologizing for something, you apologize for what you did. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Own up to it. You own up to it. That's all people be asking for. You to own up to what you did wrong. Your general apology is pissing people off. Because now you're just trying to hurry up and end the conversation without actually talking out the situation. Not really getting, it's that brush under. Like I said in one of my raps that I was referring to, Natalie Cole, may she rest in peace, when she says, let confusion pass on by. That's what people do a lot of times. They let confusion pass on by. And then she just piles up and piles up and piles up. And then when she hits the fan, it's arguments is all over the place. All over. Because no one's owning up and no one's taking accountability, which is a problem with a lot of our children. They really don't know what responsibility is, a lot of them. Because a lot of them really never had those options. Kids is being babied all the way up until they become adults, and they're still being babied, but at the same time, they're trying to get them to live an adult life. They want to be grown. Owning up to your shit. I ain't perfect, but I do try to own up to my shit. I've been called on some shit that I've done, and I wasn't right, and I owned up to it. That's what you're supposed to do. I never play to be perfect. I know I have flaws. I know I can be the biggest bitch in the world. I know I can be very standoffish. I know I can come off like I got an attitude and be having the best day ever. But it's something that is within me. I guess I'd say long years of being on the bus or whatnot where I have that hard experience. Long time for being in conference to have that hard experience. You know what I'm saying? And again, I'm the youngest. On my dad's side, I was the youngest of all of my cousins. And all of my cousins were in their, had kids my age. Let's say it like that. All of my cousins had kids my age. I'm the youngest of my three siblings. And I was the youngest on my grandmother's side because my grandmother only had one child and her siblings never had any kids. So I was forced into a lot of situations where I was seen and not heard. No one could believe that the youngest would know more than them. So it was up to me to just sit back and observe a lot of shit. So I was very observant from an early age. I don't know if it was just me being around it all the time, but at an early age, I've developed OCD, you know. For a long time, I used to blame it on my grandmother. I used to be like, my grandmother used to make us clean, get up early in the morning, clean the floorboards and mopping the floors with hot towels instead of an actual fucking mopping shit. I used to say shit like that, cleaning her crystal, dusting all of her furniture. That's what we used to do. However, there was a time when I was a kid. And I'm going to have to say this was either before middle school or right after I started middle school. But it was no older than the seventh grade. I know that for sure. I was at home, and I cleaned up, and my stepfather came home and put his feet up on the table, and I had all the magazines. You know, back in the day, you had all the magazines.
Ebony Essence, Jet Magazine, and you had your family circles, and you had your mother books, and The Source, and MTV, whatever, all that shit. It was laid out all nice and pretty. All fans out had the remote right there on the TV. And the remote, it was white, and he was truck driver. So he's coming home, and his hands are smudged with dirt and stuff, and he's kicking his feet up, just messing up all the magazines and putting his hands on the remote control, and now it smudges on there. And I just remember fuming so bad. Like, oh, my God, I cannot believe I sat here and cleaned this whole damn house, and he came in and not even acknowledged that it's clean and messed it up. And when I acknowledged that I was thinking like that, I said, nah, bitch, that wasn't your grandmother that made you like that. You was like that way before this. You know, my mother was a clean person, too, but she wasn't as anal as my grandma. So for me to be double the times anal as my grandmother is crazy. You know, I got a little lazy at it because I had to slow down, because I knew sometimes I overwork myself. That's what I do, especially with no food. I overwork myself. I'm owning my shit. That's what I do. I will overwork myself when I have nothing to eat all day, and I will get a whole bunch of shit done, and by the time I'm done by the end of the day, that's when I'll decide to take a shower, sit down, and actually eat something. And it will be literally at the end of the day. I will get up early, get the shit done, but it'll take me all day because I'm so anal. I want shit put in the right spot and the right place. Because I'm one of them people that if you ask me where something is, I'm going to tell you, oh, it's on the top shelf in the hallway on the right side in the front. I'm going to tell you that in a red box. They say, yoo-hoo. Because that's how anal I get. I want shit in the right place. I want it to look nice. I want it to look organized. I want to be able to pull it out when I know where it's at, when I need it, anytime. You know, something else I can own about myself. When it comes to my paperwork, I'm like my grandmother. It's chaos, but it's organized chaos. So even though I may not have everything organized where this paper is here, this paper is there, this is bunched up together, that's bunched up together, I know where to go to look for my paperwork. All I got to do is go through each one of them now. But I'm getting better at it. I'm getting better at it. Because one thing I know that I need to get back into doing for myself, owning my shit, because like I said, I'm a venter. I used to be really good at venting to who I thought was my friends about my feelings towards certain situations I was going through. But instead of them actually being a friend to me, it turned out that I was saying too much and to the wrong people, you know. Because two of my real friends, if I was to talk to them about anything, they would let me know when I'm tripping. They would put me in my place. They would ask me questions. I take that back, three. They would ask me questions to be like, well, what's the benefit of all of this if you're going through that? They would fake some shit to check me. And those are the people that I fuck with the most, because when it comes down to it, I need motherfuckers to tell me when I'm wrong. If I'm talking to you about my situation, I'm venting you about something, and we friends, I want you to tell me, hey, you know what? You wrong. You tripping. Why you tripping? Let it go. I got those type of people in my life. You know what I'm saying? Those people that I'm learning about, that are my new friends, that I'm getting to know even more, they're the same way. They're the type of people that will understand certain things and not run off and tell everybody underneath the sun, but at the same time will tell me when I'm wrong. Give you advice. You know, understand. And don't make you out to be a fool. And if they do make you out to be a fool, they're doing it to your face, not behind your back.
They're the kind of friends I got. They're the kind of friends I don't mind having, because at least they're being honest and they're giving it to me real and raw. Because I wouldn't have it no other way. Because I'm going to give it to them real and raw. And I hope that they would accept it and don't take it as a punch, because I'm never trying to punch nobody. I'm never trying to be malicious to someone that I care about. I'm always trying to, not saying that I'm perfect and I ain't never done anything wrong to anybody. But at the same time, I try to do my best by my folks. I got a lot of respect for a lot of people out there because they do what they should do as people. We got flaws. We ain't all perfect. Like I said, your age don't have nothing to do with your maturity. And as we get older, we change into who we are going to be. Sometimes that means you grow apart as people. Doesn't mean that you stop being friends. You just set a standard. Some people forget, you know, just because someone grows and wants to do something different with their life, which is not something that you want to do, doesn't mean that you guys are no longer friends anymore. You're on two different paths. And when you get those moments, you can still link up. That's what friendship is all about. You don't always get the chance. As we grow older, we got bills. We got kids to raise. We got husbands and wives, our boyfriends and girlfriends, or whoever we're entertaining at the moment. We got life happening in front of us, and 2020's been a motherfucker. So why do you want to spend that time with people who's not a benefit to something? And when I say a benefit, I'm not talking about helping you in a way where they're giving you fish. I'm saying helping you in a way where they're teaching you how to fish. I used to watch people all the time ask for help. All the time. And could never get it. But that's because they always asking for help. I've gotten to the point where I've seen people asking for help from me because they see I know. When I went to, say it like this, when I went to truck driving school, I went off for every weekend. I used to come back home to L.A. because it was up there in Riverside. And every week I would come back. And one week I came back and we had this old woman in the room and she couldn't walk for nothing in the world. She ended up slipping in the bathroom some kind of way, saying that she slipped in the puddle. Come to find out it was her own urine. She had couldn't get to the bathroom quick enough and pissed on herself and then slipped in it. And then they sent her to the doctor to find out that she got severe arthritis in her ankles and her knees. And they got to send her home because she can't get up in the truck like that and drive. You know, now this whole time this lady there, she's, you know, acting like she's just pitiful every time I come around. Just, oh. Back and forth in the bed. Oh, could you help me get in the bed? Oh, my leg. Oh. Get in. I'm like, all right, well, let me go get your lunch and bring it to you in the room. No, I want to go into the dining. All right, I'm going to help you in the dining. She, oh. Get in the dining. Sit her down, get her food, walk away. She's doing fine. See her in the hallway coming back to the room as soon as she see me. Now she, oh, I need help. So he's trying to play somebody. I'm like, you know I'm willing to help you, so now you want to take advantage of it every chance you get. And I didn't appreciate that. So after that, I got out of Dodge. I stayed away for a couple of days, but when I got back, she was gone. I was like, thank God. But that's what I'm talking about, how people can take advantage so quickly because they know you willing to help. Because I was giving her a fish instead of just showing her how to fish. But she already knew how to fish. She was just taking advantage. I think she was just coming out there to get a free trip so she could see some family that was out there. That's what I think. But she didn't get damn well. She couldn't get no damn trap. I was like, what is she doing? Like, what, why did she even think that was even going to happen? You know? But I seen that that was some of, that I know for a fact that was one of my biggest lessons learned is helping people so quickly. And I don't have a problem with doing it, but I have to slow down and do it because sometimes I do what they don't need. You know? They call that enabling. You know? I had to learn, like, I had an old associate where they got to the point where they didn't have nowhere to sleep, and they started sleeping in their vehicle. And I couldn't allow that person to come stay here for free. I could barely afford myself, let alone another person. But I did offer for room and board at a fee. But that fee wasn't feasible for the person, so they didn't take up on that offer. But I had to learn. No, I can't. I can't go off helping people. I'm not Robin Hood. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. I can't rescue everyone when I'm still trying to rescue myself. And I had to own up to that for me. As much as I would like to help everybody in the world, I still have to look out for this number one star player right here. You know? And in order for me to be the person I want to be and help those, I have to get me in order to do that. As I'm able to, yes, I do give back my 50%. My 10%. But I try to get back more than 10% because I don't mind helping people. But again, I have to know how to help them because sometimes I enable them with my help. There's plenty of times I was like, oh no, come stay with me. You good. Just take care of yourself, get yourself back on feet, and move out. And people think they're supposed to be permanent guests. You know, that happens a lot. You know, some people may be able to relate to that. Being alone in this game now caused me to have to level up in a way where I have to make sure that I am okay and I stand up for myself at all costs. And it's not a aggressiveness. It's a zero tolerance to anything that I don't want around me are done to me. You know, again, owning my own shit, I try to own up to the fact that not everybody is for me. Friend-wise, family-wise, male-wise, female-wise. Not everybody. And that's fine. But we all have to be able to do that too. Own up to your shit. You can't level up until you can own up to who you are, what you accept about yourself, and what you are willing to change about yourself. I went through my first experience like that right after the 10th grade. I was still going to Carson High, and I was still ditching. I ditched the whole 10th grade and then into the summer. Got in trouble for ditching the summer. Not even the 10th grade, just the summer. Right after that, I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't like the path I'm on. I had literally looked at myself outside of myself, and I did not like who I was becoming. And at that moment, I said, what am I going to do about it? At that moment, I made the decision. I said, I need to change schools. Because if I stay at this school, I would never graduate. I would never go to school. I would always have somewhere to go in the hood, Compton,
Carson somewhere. I knew it. It was guaranteed. And I wasn't going to be shit if that happened. So what did I do? Transfer. Verma. Sprinkle her magic. Got me in Fairfax. Went out there. Changed the game. Did a little different. Still went on some fuck shit. Because I went to jail twice. And both of the times, there was moments where I had to sit down and really regroup, because that's what I felt like I was supposed to do. Like, I was supposed to sit down and listen for a moment. I was on punishment. I wasn't listening, so now I got to get to talk. So that's what I was going through both times. The first time, I was like, damn, why am I going through this? And it came to me, like, bitch, you on punishment. You need to talk into it, because you ain't listening. So this is my way of making you sit still to listen. So I'm like, all right. Then the second time I went in, I was like, bitch, what is you not hearing that you didn't do the first time? You ain't supposed to be here no more. Now they talking about 90 days. Bitch, we don't want to be in here for 90 days. What the fuck? You know? So I had to really regroup. Really think, like, what do I want to do different? What is it that I need to do? You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of sluggish work, needless to say. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I didn't go to jail then for shit myself. You know what I'm saying? God's been on my side for a long time. Y'all don't even understand I'm on that main line. But it's a serious situation when you take a moment with yourself to figure out who you are, what you want to change about yourself, and what you like about yourself. That's what I say about I like when people tell me what they think about me, or what they know about me, or how they feel about me, you know? Because my thing is, if you can tell me about myself and it's true, it's up to me to say, do I want to change that about myself? Or do I like that about myself? And then it's like, if it's true, yeah, you know me. You got it right. I am like that. Is that a bad thing? Maybe I should change that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I have to think. Now, if it's something that's not true, you don't know who I am. You think that about me, but that ain't me. Why would you come to that? What made you come to that conclusion? Because now I want to see what made you think that. What is your evidence to come up with that? You know what I'm saying? What is your evidence? Is it enough evidence to say, you got a point? Is it a pattern? Like I said, I can admit when I'm wrong. I can admit when I do some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? I know that my best trait is being sneaky, but it's not something that I'm proud of, so I don't try to use it. That's why as a Sagittarius, I hate being restricted. Being restricted makes me feel like I have to be sneaky to be me. And I shouldn't have to be sneaky to be who I am. It should be accepted by whoever I'm around. But that's the joy of loving who I am, because I love being around me. I don't understand why people don't even like just sitting in their own company and enjoying themselves sometimes, because when you're around yourself, you don't have no one to accommodate but yourself. You can fix what you want to eat. You can smoke as many cigarettes you want. That's one thing I enjoyed about riding up the freeway by myself going to Vegas. I could smoke as many cigarettes I wanted. Didn't have to accommodate nobody. If it was too hot to let the window down, I can leave it up and still be smoking. Didn't have to bother nobody. I can smoke my weed. Didn't have to bother nobody. If I wanted to drink something, I could drink something. Even if I wanted to stop, I could have stopped, but I didn't stop because I didn't feel like stopping. I just want to hurry up and get there. And did that. But it was the joy
of being able to be by myself and do what I want to do, listen to the music I wanted to listen to without turning nobody off, them wanting to hear something different, or not liking this artist. You know what I'm saying? So many accommodations you have to do when other people are around you. Unless you're just like, I don't give a fuck, they got to accommodate with me. I'm different. You know? So, I like being around me. I can watch what I want to watch, play the music I want to play, eat what I want to eat, drink what I want to drink, smoke when I want to smoke, sleep when I want to sleep, be naked when I want to be naked. It's a joy. Some of y'all need to take that in consideration. Sometimes it's hard for y'all. Y'all get alone and y'all need people to come around y'all. But if you don't like being around you, why would anybody else want to? Enjoy you for a change. Get to know who you are. If there's some things about you you don't like, what are you planning on doing to change that? Own up to who the fuck you are. You see a situation getting hectic around you, it's time to regroup, stop. That's when they say demote, promote the people in your life. Sometimes you have to do that. Rearrange shit. Rearrange the people you have in your life. Even if it's just for a second. Sometimes you do have to sit back and just worry about yourself. A lot of shit you do, you don't have to let everybody know. Shit can be on the low. Not everybody needs to know your business. We do a lot of that shit. This shit is monitored just like everything else. We still frivolously get on podcasts, YouTube, go live on Facebook, Instagram, with all our business, and it's being monitored. Every day. But what we put out there ain't real life. Most of us ain't putting out real life, and those who are putting out real life, we embellish to a certain degree, I guess. You know, some people make out life is all monkey. It is rainbows and sunshine. You know, other people, they got a violin playing every time they come up. You got people that got the joy and pain, sunshine and rain situation going on. Then you got your schizos like me that's all over the place all the time. Then you got your entrepreneurs that's there just to promote, you know. And you got people that come on and they could be gone for a long time. They come back on and stay funded and be gone for a long time. So we got the lives. Facebook isn't their lives. We all try to say that, oh, Facebook ain't our lives. Oh, this is that. We on there all the time. It'd be the people that don't post that be on there all the time looking at everybody's stuff. They may not comment, they may not like. They you better. I can't tell you how many people be looking at my shit. They won't like shit. That's what I said the other day. So I said, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about unblocking everybody from the block. And I was dead ass. I was really considering. And I was like, I ain't gonna mess around with that. I might mess around and do some dumb shit and have to retract everything I ever wanted to do. But I'm really not. I'm really in a good space. And I'm trying to own up to who I am. And level up to a better me. Again.
saying, every day I'm trying to be greater than what I was the day before. And when Lemon and Nut comes to par, I think about what was done before me and what could be done better to me, for myself, especially being a single woman in this world. A lot of predators out here. People don't take kind to women like me. We stay rude. I'm going to take a break. But it's already 11:20 and we've talked for a long ass time. And I need to roll me another blunt. But I'm going to play a couple of songs for you guys right now. We've been doing a lot of talking. You know, if you can go and talk to me back, I'll be a little bit good. You know, we're doing all right tonight. We're doing all right tonight for a Friday night. It's real chill tonight. I'm feeling good about this. Feeling good about the leveling up. That's what it is. The level up that I'm feeling good about. And I want to see nothing but greatness from everybody. But in order for everybody to be great, they have to want it for themselves. Can't force it. One thing it can't do. Nothing. Oh no. Look at that. Looks like we have a community. Yes, we're still talking to him. And that's fine because I haven't messed with this in a little while and now I'm messing with it now and it's on a trip. So we can still talk. So. Again, when I'm talking about leveling up, Lord, there it is. I'm talking about leveling up. I'm really talking about being a better version of yourself. And regardless of what y'all may think or may know, I've come a long way from what I used to be. And it took a lot of growing to get to where I am. I had a lot of anger pent up inside of me. I still do to a certain degree. I have a lot of anger inside of me that is brewing and can come out for him at any time. But what I try to do is do what I can to keep myself in those situations where I can have those moments. And I try to stay out of a lot of bullshit. Like, especially at work, I try to stay out of a lot of bullshit. I don't want to be in nobody's shit. Like I said, I'll be listening for my name. You know, I'll listen for my name. Like I was saying at the beginning, we're so quick to get into shit, find out all the information, the drama. That's what TV is for. That's why they made drama TV, because we want to watch drama on TV. We don't want to be in drama. The city reality TV shows got everybody thinking that's what they're supposed to be, is a reality TV show life, where the reality TV show clothes be flashy and shit all the damn time and do this lavishing things and stuff. But when you're leveling up, it's not about leveling up about going different places and doing things. It's about leveling up in your life in general and how you prepare for the next stage of your life. A lot of these people, these old elderly people that got all these extra houses and homes and shit, they can retire and be cool because they did all the work they needed to do early on to make sure that right now at this age they can live the life they want and be comfortable. It's
in order to do that, sometimes you really do have to separate. Whether it's family, friend, loved one, whoever. You really do sometimes. True story, I know somebody that worked from the time they were 16 all the way up. And they was one of those people that learned how to save 10% of their check every time they got paid in their account. It was paid every month, every week, every 2 weeks, however they got paid. They got the 10% of their check went into an account. They kept that money. Eventually that money came out the account. Maybe she never put it in the account. I don't know. But she had it. And right when she needed it to bail herself out of jail. And the fucked up part about it is everybody that found out she had this money, they were like, oh, that's fucked up. She could have helped us and she let us go and lose our place and we had to find and la, 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 la. Wait a minute. If she would have helped you, would you have been able to help her now? No, because you're still broke and you wouldn't have been able to help her. You wouldn't have been able to pay her back, let alone help her. Because you're broke. That was a moment for me of clarity, like, whoa. You do for yourself, people going to get mad. Rather if they find out about it ahead of time or later. They're going to get mad. Don't matter how much you've done for them down the line that didn't revolve around doing that, touching that. It's just the fact that, damn, my video cut off. It's just the fact that they're upset that you had it and you could have done more to help them and you didn't. But fuck the fact that you needed to help yourself. See, that's what we have to remind ourselves. We have to help ourselves. Sometimes these people around us are only around us for a season. They serve a purpose. And when that purpose is done, it's time for them to go. And you have to be able to put on your big drawers and let them go. A lot of us, it's hard for us to do sometimes, but you really have to. Put them big draws on and let myself go. So, let's see here if I can get some music going now. Yeah, we don't wait because we're almost done anyway. But we really do have to learn how to separate ourselves. Separate ourselves from the hate, separate ourselves from the those who are okay with staying who they are. Some people are growing in a different way. Their level up is different than yours. Doesn't mean that they're not leveling up. It's just a different thing that they're doing with their level up. Doesn't mean that you're not friends anymore. Doesn't mean that you aren't family anymore. Just means that you guys are growing as people. You're growing as people. You just don't want to regress when you're growing. That's the problem with growing. We make mistakes. We're only human. We're flawed. We were born into sin. That's how it goes. No one other person is better than the other. Shit, I don't know. People may think I walk around like I'm on my high horse. I am a Sagittarius. I do that, but I'm not ever looking down on someone in disgust or that I'm better than anyone because all I want to do is see other people get better, be better. And if you're trying and I can help along the way, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that because that's the type of person I am. I cannot like you and still help you because that's the type of person I am. because I don't want to see, as like I said last week, I have an obligation to my black people, and I'm going to honor that by doing what I can do when I can do it. I don't have money to splurge on everybody and everything and do all of that. I don't have it like that. I can't take care of everybody. I don't have it like that. There's certain things I can do, I try to do. If I can drive you somewhere, you know, if I can afford to, if I'm available, you know, if I can give you something that I have around here that can help, that you may need, that may be a benefit. It's all about doing your part. Doing your part. Do your part. Own up to your shit. I've been trying to do that all my life, owning up to who I was, who I am, who I became, who I want to be, and how I can be better. And in order for me to do that, I have to own up to my fuck-ups. I have to own up to the bad qualities of me just as well as the good qualities. Because I could tell you all day, hell, I'm a hot commodity. I know I'm the shit. I'm top sirloin up in this motherfucker. And it don't get no better. However, there's always someone better than me. You know what I'm saying? Just because who I am doesn't mean that I'm for everybody. You know, and I still got some fucked up tendencies just like the next person. The saying is true. We all got a little asshole in us. Can't take that away. Some is bigger than the others. You know. But I'm trying to be a better me. And in order for me to be a better me, I got to own up to who I am, my flaws, how I plan on changing that, and how I'm going to make the best part of me even better. I don't want to be looking down the years, looking at myself, and I'm still having the same train of thoughts, and I haven't leveled up enough to know that there's more to life. I had really leveled up at one point, and it was like I had a whole, like out of body experience where I was like hyperventilating a little bit, like, oh shit, I'm thinking about my pre-burial and all of this, and it was just like, I had to regroup afterwards and really think, like, bitch, you skipped a step. You got to worry about your retirement before you get all of that. Because I was thinking about my trust, and I was thinking what I need to put in the trust, and it came all of that. And I was like, ooh, bitch, ooh, ooh, you ain't even 40 yet. Ooh, ooh, you know. And I had to breathe, and I was like, bitch, get your retirement together now. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a job where I can actually say that I have a career, where I can actually say that I'm building a family within the atmosphere here. And it's getting to a point where I can really enjoy my life the way I would like to enjoy it. But I'm still making moves for it to be better. Because I'm not finished. And I can own up to my shit. There's a lot of times. See, a lot of people think I do a lot of shit all the time, but I really don't. There's a lot of times that I be bullshitting and I can be getting shit done. And I'm owning up to my shit. A lot of times I be sitting here and I don't be doing nothing when I could be doing something. But that's them days where I'm just like really, my body is really out of it and I really don't feel like doing anything. Or if it's hot outside, I'm really not trying to be in the sun. And y'all know me with things that fly. I don't even like when a leaf falls too slow, I get really petrified and scared. So especially during this summertime heat and them June bugs and them bees, they just really freak me out. I have not been in the yard. But I really do need to get in the yard and get some stuff done, you know, especially now that it's about to start cooling down. I really need to get some stuff done. I really got some ideas, and I've gotten okay on some things that it's going to be I'm trying to take place real soon. So I'm owning up to my shit. I'm not all the way right. And where I'm at, my peace is not all the way there, but it's to a point where I know that I can breathe a little bit, you know. Everybody had a chance to get this money, regardless of what you did with it. I hope that you leveled up in some kind of way. But for me, I had to level up in my kind of way. And it's one that doesn't just secure my future, but my family's future, because my family future depends on me to a certain degree. And I have to be that person. I have to be that bitch. You know, you really have to keep the mindset of owning up to what you're doing, who you are. That's what I'm owning. I have to own up to who I am. Even though I'm the youngest of my siblings, I am the head of the family. And I try to wear that crown as much as I can, as good as I can. But I'm going to tell you, some days it get heavy. You know what I'm saying? But it's a value. I'm adding value to my life by owning up to who I am and what I am and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. I have to own up to me. And once you can own up to yourself about who you are, then it's easy to deal with other people. And hopefully you can own up to them. You know, I hate for people to know who they are and not say who they are to the person and put on this facade as a benefit. It's tacky and it's atrocious. You can be yourself and be honest about it and be real about it, especially when it's being exposed to you and you're not really just, you know, people have a bad habit of just brushing shit off, like I said earlier. Let confusion pass on by. Own up to your shit. You know what I'm saying? I learned that. I've done it a couple of times. Let confusion pass on by. Don't say yes. Don't say no. Just change the subject. You got to watch how people talk. Because you can read in between the lines. And for a woman, that intuition ain't wrong. Some 9 times out of 10, you're not wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're not wrong. Sometimes you man. Your intuition is not wrong. You know when shit is up. With your homie. With family. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out.